hosts a town hall meeting to provide updates on the municipal response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And a Skagway couple rescues a fallen eagle. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Marine Highway System's mainline service won't be back up and running until mid-May. The ferries Columbia, Kennecott, and Tustamina were scheduled to return to service later this month. A statement by the Department of Transportation Wednesday says the three vessels are on schedule to be overhauled by Vigor Alaska. But the ferry crews needed to prep and provision the ships have been sent home due to COVID-19 precautions. Travel restrictions implemented by a number of Southeast Alaska villages have also lessened demand for passenger service. But the DOT says essential grocery deliveries will continue throughout the public health crisis. Haines residents had an opportunity to learn more about the local response to the COVID-19 pandemic at a town hall meeting Tuesday. Municipal officials, healthcare providers, and emergency responders gave updates on their progress and fielded questions by phone. Most of the emergency planning and preparation in Haines has been carried out by the Emergency Operations Center. The group is made up of borough representatives, local fire department and EMS responders, and members of the community who have offered their skills to help to mitigate the impact of the pandemic. At the start of the meeting, the EOC's Deputy Incident Commander, Carol Ann Wooten, explained the purpose of the group and provided updates on its progress.
The goal is to save lives, stabilize incidents, protect property and the environment. This is an operational group. It is not a political group, but the group provides recommendation to the borough and assembly to assist in determining policies in response to emergencies.
Wooten says the group has been helping to purchase protective equipment for first responders, secured funding from the borough for a decontamination unit, and brought tents over from Skagway to provide off-site testing and triage for the Haines Health Center. Wooten says the EOC is seeking more volunteers to help support the fire department at this time. Those with prior emergency experience can fill out a form on the Hainesboro website if they are willing to help. Dr. Lilith Widmer gave a rundown of the resources available at the Haines Health Center. Currently, their staff consists of 3 physicians, 3 nurse practitioners, 10 nurses, and 1 clinical assistant slash paramedic. Widmer says they have been practicing case simulations regularly with the fire department. The clinic has 2 intensive care rooms to handle critically ill COVID-19 patients until they can be transported to a greater level of care. Widmer says the clinic is working with the EOC to find a location to care for a potential surge in patients. Widmer noted that the clinic is following state and CDC guidelines when it comes to testing for the virus.
I want to assure everyone that anyone who needs a COVID-19 testing will get a test.
Right now, Search is only offering tests to people exhibiting symptoms of the coronavirus. Haines resident Ellen Larson asked if testing for COVID-19 is the only way to determine if someone is carrying the virus. Dr. Noble Anderson is the medical director for the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. He responded that some people who are carrying the virus may not show symptoms, and it would make sense to test them. However, Anderson says tests on asymptomatic carriers may not be as reliable, and there's about a 30% chance of a false negative result. That's part of the reason why Search is only testing people who show symptoms of the virus. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel explained there are now registration forms at all points of entry to Haines. Schnabel says they will be used to collect info about new arrivals to the community and keep them informed about the 2-week quarantine. However, Schnabel said that the state is providing an exemption to the quarantine for workers who help maintain critical infrastructure such as roads. A few residents who called into the meeting questioned whether the borough should implement stricter quarantine rules for people who have recently arrived to the community. Schnabel responded that some smaller communities can implement stricter health precautions than the state. However, according to the state mandate concerning quarantines for travelers, communities on the road system are not allowed to adopt stricter travel restrictions. Schnabel explained that during the pandemic, all employers who are still working will be required to submit a plan of protection for their employees to the borough. To listen to a recording of the entire COVID-19 town hall meeting, visit khns.org. High winds this week downed a bald eagle in Skagway. A local couple looked after the bird overnight before sending it south for rehabilitation. Claire Strempel has the story.
Steve and Kim Burnham were on their usual evening drive to watch for wildlife when they saw a bald eagle fall out of the sky.
And he clearly hurt his leg.
I mean, I don't know if it looked fractured or what, but he didn't want to put weight on it anymore.
The Burnhams didn't see what took the eagle down, but they speculate that the bird may have clipped a power cable while battling high winds. The Burnhams called the police and bird rescue after they watched the eagle hunker down by a chain link fence. They were told to give the bird some time and see if it recovered overnight. But the next day, the eagle was still there, crumpled by the fence. They called the Juneau Raptor Center's hotline, and a volunteer told them how to safely capture the bird themselves.
We got a sheet, my wife and I, and got some clean welding gloves and face shield and got all ready to go and scoop up bald eagle.
The couple worried that if they scared the eagle, it may try to escape into the street. Police Chief Ray Leggett agreed to block traffic while they scooped up the bird and deposited him in a medium-sized dog kennel in the back of their car.
I mean, I've never held an eagle before. Once we were up there and picking him up with his wings folded and everything like that, he seemed not as big as I would have expected, but he was still a big, heavy, strong bird, and he didn't fight us at all. I mean, he was pretty calm.
The story could have ended with a quick drop-off at the airport, but the wind was blowing too hard for planes to fly. The Burnhams ended up keeping the eagle at their home overnight. Burnham said the eagle was the most polite house guest they've ever had, and he made it to Juneau the next morning.
We were able to get the bird, give him some fluids. He was calm enough that we were able to give him some medication as far as for pain and antibiotics.
Kathy Benner is Juneau Raptor Center's manager. She said the eagle is in good condition.
He's doing pretty good right now. He does have a leg injury, and it appears that one of his wings is drooping, so he probably also has a wing injury.
Benner then sent him to the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka for x-rays, further care, and rehabilitation. The facility in Sitka is better equipped than the one in Juneau. It has flight enclosures, so the eagle will be able to practice flight again before it is released back into the wild. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.